I believe we can safely finally say the warmer weather after a miserable winter and early spring is finally here. And that means activity continues to move from indoors to outdoors. Of course, water comes into play with many of those activities for families. So have you thought about how smart your kids are regarding water safety with activities, especially like swimming? Have you ever thought about your older children learning and knowing what to do if they're around a drowning incident? Here to discuss these matters as part of National Drowning Prevention Month is Executive Director of the United States Swim School Association, Sue Mackey. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you talk about this idea. USSwimSchools.org is where you can learn more about the association and some of the points that they'd like to bring across and some of the statistics, too, which are frightening when you think of how children under age 5 accounted for 45% in teens or 27% of reported drowning incidents. And children ages 5 and under and teens 13 to 18 are the most high-risk groups out of what we're going into. Is that really because of a lack of knowledge or a lack of supervision by adults, or is it the combination by the two when it comes to kids around water?
I think it's the combination of both. I think that, certainly drowning is something that is definitely preventable. And, you know, we like for all of our parents, all the communities to get out there, get their kids some good swimming lessons and be safer around the water. I know that our swim school members around the country really know that this is a preventable issue, and it's something that everybody needs to get on board with and work hard to make our children safer.
And, you know, the assumption always is the younger child is the more attentive parents and adults in supervision positions have to be, but teens can, again, be just as much at risk, maybe more so with the older kids, more through stupidity, for lack of a kind of word, to say it, versus the kids who just have a innocence about everything.
I think that it's, you know, yes, I guess stupidity might be one thing to say. I feel that there's an option for the peer pressure and what goes on with teenagers. And, you know, there would be, you know, chances for kids to get in trouble that way, not wanting to be embarrassed because they can't swim or not wanting to stand up for themselves or, you know, one of their friends by putting themselves in a situation where they shouldn't be.
And the idea is to instill in kids really are simple acts that's, okay, granted, when you're in a panic, it might be tough to remember, but the more you get the early understanding of it, maybe even practice it when you're in the pool in a calm situation, it does become simple nature, much like the concept of flip and float.
Yes, that's right, especially for the younger kids. Once you get your little ones in the water and start them with their lessons, they can definitely learn how to get themselves to a safer area in the pool. If they fall in the water, teach them how to roll over on their back and float on their back until they can either get themselves to the wall or someone can come to help.
Is there a difference in what anyone really in a drowning incident, but really with the kids in a pool versus an open body of water like a lake or especially an ocean?
There's definitely a difference with that, and you just have to be more, well, you need to be diligent at all times with your children around the water, but obviously when you're in a lake or an ocean, there's not a wall to grab. There's not, you know, an area where you can know for sure that it's safe to stand up. When you're in an open body of water, you're going to have more of a risk of, you know, getting yourself out and getting yourself to safety.
Talking with Sue Mackey from the U.S. Swim School Association. She is our executive director. And May is National Drowning Prevention Month, so idea is perfect timing because we're all going to finally get into the water, unless you're one of those lucky people with an indoor heated pool. If you are, and I'd like an invitation. But anyway, it's USSwimSchools.org. On the web, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The idea, to Sue, is the more time someone is in a body of water in a calm, controlled situation, that would just naturally add a greater comfort zone should something, an accident, or something unexpected start to happen.
I think that, you know, if you've got your kids in lessons and you have them learning the safety skills and learning the how to respect the water. Obviously, the more you're in the water, the better you prepared you're going to be should something happen. But also, the more you're in the water, the chances are of accidents happening are going to be greater, or an incident or an opportunity for an accident. So, again, with your small children, with any child, once, you know, the longer that you're in the lessons, the longer that you practice, the more that you get into the pool and work on your skills, the safer you're going to be, you know, under any circumstance.
Now, turning to the other side, when you are observing a drowning incident, we've seen seen in the movies or the TV shows, the person trying to save the day jumps in the pool and rescues the person that's in the pool or in the body of water. Instead, it's much like a similar situation when someone falls through ice. Reach for them with something instead.
Yes, and, you know, drowning is, like you said, in the movies, they portray it as being a very active situation, and really it's not. If someone's drowning, typically it's a very silent thing that happens, and you don't see somebody flailing their arms. You don't see them calling for help. Typically, you know, if you do happen to see somebody who is in trouble like that, they are somewhat alert. If they're hollering and flailing their arms, then you can reach out with, you know, a pool noodle of some type of thing that you can reach with, whether it's a stick if you're at a lake, a towel, anything that you can reach out to that person to grab. You know, most people are not skilled at water rescue, and therefore, if you go in after a potential drowning victim, then you could, you know, cause a problem for yourself. So we always use the term reach or throw, don't go, unless, of course, you're in a situation where, you know, a lot of home pools, backyard pools, hotel pools, if you've got a small child and they're having a problem, then, you know, typically, often I should say, you can stand up and wade out and get to that small child that needs help. But if it's an older child, teenager, adult, you definitely want to reach out and or throw something to them to give them something to grab onto before you go out and try to save them yourself.
Now, if you're in the water with the person who's having the problem, is there a risk if you try to rescue them and how you approach them that they're going to hold you down, drag you down, or deter you from or prevent you from doing what you need to do?
That's very possible. And so, if again, you have to assess the situation and determine what size and age and ability that person has. Again, a young child, you know, I'm thinking of the little ones you can snag up and grab and get them to safety. But again, if it's an older child, an adult, you're going to want to approach them from behind, try to grab them and bring them either to a safe side, whether it's a pool or shallow water in a lake or open body of water. Definitely, again, they can pull you down. They're panicked, so you should expect that they're not going to go down alone.
So really, for all of us who are just getting ready to get into the outdoor activity, awareness, safety, and really trying to develop the greatest comfort zone in the calm will help you find fast solutions should a storm happen, in this case drowning incidents. Learn more about the USSA and their affiliated swim schools that are near you. That's among the information you can find at their website, usswimschools.org. And from the U.S. Swim School Association, we've been joined this morning by their executive director, Sue Mackey. Sue, thanks for the info, the reminders of what we should be doing and looking out for. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris, for having me. I appreciate it.